As long as we're talking about the endocrine system and, you know, potentially a connection to the thyroid, what about the pituitary in terms of hypophysitis and hypopituitarism, and how does that manifest?
Yeah, so that's another important toxicity. It's fortunately a bit more uncommon than thyroid dysfunction. My own sense is that it occurs probably less than 5% of people. The common symptoms that I've experienced include particularly fatigue. And so for patients that feel fatigue, it's checking the ACTH and cortisol along with the TSH are common blood tests that I would do. I haven't routinely screened patients with ACTH and cortisol, I think in particular just because of the rarity of the event. But for patients that have fatigue, it's on my battery of tests.
We heard, I remember melanoma people talking about patients who come in with headache, they have an enlarged pituitary on imaging, but I don't know, maybe that's more with anti-CTLA-4, I don't know.
It does seem like hypophysitis is more common with CTLA-4, and actually there's CTLA-4 can be expressed on the pituitary itself. It seems like one of the physiologies of that specific toxicity may involve the binding of anti-CTLA-4 antibodies directly to the pituitary and directing toxicity against that organ. And so there may be ways in which it's drug specific.